Awesome, awesome. Today, I'm going to be teaching today, and you all know that teaching is not my greatest gift of teaching is not what I do best, but I want to slow things down a little bit and teach today because as last week we talked about, just kind of preparing ourselves for the supernatural. And I think sometimes we have to have a little pastoring at the first of the year to get us ready for what all God wants to do. And so I'm going to teach today, and I'm going to try to slow it down a little bit. And I'm really excited about this message, though. So I may preach. You know, that's where you preach and teach. But I want you to just listen to what God's speaking today. And it's real important. Oh, I forgot an announcement I want to make with the mic. It's the mic's fault. On February the 8th, we're going to have a real men's night, and I want all of our men to write down February the 8th, and I want you to come. We're going to feed you like men like to eat, and then we're going to have a great time. Guest speaker Mark Sturmer is going to be here, and so all the men, write that down. It's a Wednesday night, February the 8th, and put that in your calendar and plan on being here, okay? And there's more information coming about that. So I want to talk to you about this amazing God we serve. How many know that the God we serve is amazing? Yes. He is amazing. And when I wrote down this first little line about the amazing God we serve, all kinds of thoughts came to my head about the day and hour that we live in, and there's so many people trying to serve God. They got all kinds of gods out there. I mean, they're not real, but they got all kinds of gods. And those the gods of the world never really love people or touch people's life like our God does. And the gods of the world never really, there's really never an intimate place with them that you can live in and that you can experience a close encounter relationship with them. And so I want to talk to you today about God, and I want to talk to you today about His Word. Everybody say His Word. If we're ever going to experience miracles, and we've already experienced, in the last 4 weeks, we've already seen God do some amazing things. But if we're ever going to experience miracles on the level that we want to, and see God, all that God wants to do, there has to be this closeness with Him. It's important that we're close to Him. And that that God is not Santa Claus. Come on, somebody. But God, we have a personal relationship with God. Everybody say personal. A personal relationship with God and a close encounter with God. I want to declare that this year is absolutely 100% the year of breakthrough. Anybody agree with me on that? Come on, God's going to do some amazing things in your life. And you're going to see some things in your life that you've never, ever seen before. And it's going to be an amazing year. The scripture says this: no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God is prepared for those who love Him. You cannot even fathom. You cannot even imagine all that God has for you. All that He wants for you. But I want to help you with that this morning, because I want to shift your thinking from the very beginning of this message. I want you to quit imagining God like Disney World. Now, you put that in perspective this way. We have a glimpse of Disney World. We have a glimpse of, like, people get prepared, you know, and I even hear my family and kids and people talking about Disney World. I mean, you have a glimpse of that, and so you start beginning to imagine those things. But what God has for us is so far beyond. And we really have no concept at all. Honestly. Honestly, His goodness is so great. We really, when we say God is good, we're only thinking about God is good because of what we experienced. But God is greater even than what we've experienced. Because God's goodness is so amazing and so powerful and so big that it's beyond really our grasp as this little mind can think. And so many things we miss because we don't realize when God is in control. I know a few weeks ago we prayed and we said, God, we want You to intervene in this situation with Israel. Y'all remember praying that, starting service out? I got up the next day and I started looking on the news and trying to find out what happened. I couldn't find anything. So I finally found a little news clip and began to read about it. Well, nothing happened. Nothing came out of that because I believe God intervened. I believe God intervened. I believe that sometimes when the miracle comes, that we just kind of go on with life and we miss the miracle that just happened and we never understand how to give God praise for what He's doing and going to do and will do in our life. God heals us and we say, oh, thank you, Lord, for the moment. But then we forget that God is good and that God continues to do miracles in our life. Are y'all here today? But there's this great imagination, the greatness of God for His children that is so huge. There's things that God has prepared for those that love Him and that are waiting on Him. And you're going to hear the word wait, and you're going to hear the word rest a lot in this year. And I want to clarify that waiting is not sitting on your hands, okay? And resting is not going to Disney World. That's not rest at all. Our vacation, but rest is coming into that place of understanding and place where the anxiety and the stress is off your life. No worry. No stress, believing, sitting in that place of, if God is for me, then who can be against me? Yeah. I want you to say that right now. If God is for me, then who can be against me? The who, the what, the whatever. If God is for me, it's good. It's good. Even when it don't look good, it's good. Even when it don't feel good, it's good. Because if God is for me, it's good. We don't even have a comprehension of that. So the mind cannot discover, nor can teaching can convey, or our ears to our ears, or yet even our heart can understand the greatness of God. So we must take every scripture in the Word of God and stand on it. When you can't comprehend it, then just go back to this. This is what I'm going to talk about today. When life gets tough, when sickness is in your body, declare this. Why declare it? Because this is going to stand. When everything else fails, His Word is going to stand. And I'm not going to bore you today with telling you all the details of the history of the Bible, but let me just give you the short version of that. They've tried to burn it. They've tried to take it out of print. They've tried to do everything, but it stood. His Word will always stand. His Word will always stand. It's faithful. It's faithful. And God reveals Himself to us through His Word. The Word will bring revelation. The Word will bring revelation. Revelation that is not based or founded on the Word of God could be a distraction from true revelation. Scripture talks about in the last days, people are going to have itching ears. They just want to come hear what makes them feel good to hear. You could be missing the very best of God because you have tuned your ears into something you want to hear instead of what God is trying to tell you. And we've always turned that scripture around and said, men will come to church with itching ears wanting to hear, but bless God, we're going to preach the truth to them. I'm going to preach the truth. Listen, I want to preach to you the revelation and the love of God. He didn't create this Bible. To beat us over the head. Come on. His Word is not to, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, so you're going to hell. Not what it's for. His Word was created to bring us into closer intimacy and revelation of the goodness of God. And so many times we've misunderstood that scripture that the Word of God is so powerful and sharp. I'm getting ahead of myself, but this Word is a love book, a love letter to His people. We hear things that sound good, They appeal to us by what we want to hear, and it fits our paradigm. When in most cases, when I receive a revelation, it didn't fit my paradigm, but it shifted the way I think. We get these little paradigms, like we get these little ideas of how God ought to work. Or let me just get real. Can I just get real? We get a little religious idea. We get a little thing that we grew up in. And I look, and I don't want to say there's nothing wrong with our traditions. There's some, Paul said some traditions are good. So don't go off the cliff with this. But we get these little ideas of how God ought to look and how he ought to, and we draw a circle around it, and we can't receive a revelation from God. It's because we're running all of it through a paradigm that looks like something we want it to look like, instead of saying, God, show me your truth. Show me your grace. Show me, God, your word. Lord, let your word speak to my heart. Let your word do something in my life that transforms and changes my mind. Hebrews 11 says this. For by faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the convictions of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received. Now, I want y'all, what did they receive here? They're what? What is that? They received everything they need. They received every, by the word of God, everything that we need. God puts it in his word. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the what? Word of God. For that it has seen was not made out of the things that were visible. I want you to reference this word, the word of God in verse 11. And this talking about the spoken word that we see in Genesis 1 where God said. Everything was created because God said. God said. God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said. Do you think that God stopped saying in Genesis? No, God's still saying. Oh, come on, somebody. God's still speaking life today. But everything that God is speaking today is in alignment with the Word. Romans 10, 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. There's not a greater word than the Word of God. There's not a greater word. Listen, let me tell you something. You can go hear all the preachers, all the greats, all your favorites. I have favorites. There's nothing wrong with having favorite preachers. All the greats, all your favorites. You can go hear all those. But none of those substitute your daily devotion with God in this word. This word transforms your life. And there's one thing that I want to say at the harbor is I want everyone in this place to have a greater relationship with God and his word and a dependency upon that than they do with Pastor Marvin. I was telling someone this week, listen, I'm not your hope. God is your hope. And until you get inside this word, you're going to be hopeless. Your everyday life is based on this word right here. If we're going to live in the realm of the supernatural and have a lifestyle of miracles, signs, and wonders, it's going to begin with two things. One, with a love for God and a love for his word. And number three, a love for his people. Who is his people? All, everybody. We're going to have to learn and live by the word. And when we learn and live by the word, something supernatural always follows. Something supernatural. People get sick. They call for the pastor of the church. That's fine. I'm coming to the hospital. We're going to anoint you with oil. The Bible says do that. But let me tell you something. I just came and rubbed some olive oil on your head if you don't believe this word. You could just get them to bring some Crisco up from the kitchen and do the same thing. Just have a nurse. They just rub a little Crisco on my head. Jesus is good. But when you relate to this word, come on, why does that work? Not because the preacher came and prayed for you, the elders came and prayed for you, not because someone visited you in the hospital, but because you agreed with the word. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. I'm agreeing with the word. I'm bringing the word into my life, and the word is transforming me. Come on, somebody say amen this morning. There's no greater prophetic word than's written in this. Every prophetic word that you receive, and I said this last week, and I may say it 10 more times, but every prophetic word that you receive, if it doesn't align with this word, I'd be careful with that. If you tell me the Lord said, I'm going to preach a little bit here, right here. People make me scared that every time I see them, the Lord said. Look, and I know the Lord's talking all the time, but some of that stuff you tell me the Lord said, making me nervous. The Lord said, go rob a bank. You listened to the wrong voice. I actually had someone tell me one time, the Lord spoke to me and told me to leave my wife and kids. I said, uh-uh. No, the Lord didn't tell you that. You listened to the devil, son. The Lord hadn't told you that. Why do I know that? Because it don't line up with the word. I don't even need to pray about that. I don't need to say, well, let me pray about that and get back with you. No, you listen to the wrong voice. That ain't the Lord. He's not going to tell you to break one of his commandments and call it, oh, this is a new day. This is a new season. No, his word has always and will always line up. The New Testament is revealed, the revelation of the old. Anybody with me today? So this word is powerful. It's powerful. I'm not going to bore you with all the statistics, but the statistics say that 99, not 98, not 97, 99% of people that attend church on Sunday never open their Bible. Let me mess with you a little bit more. Statistics also say that a large percentage of pastors don't even pick their Bible up except for to study for a sermon. What's happened? We're wondering, where is God at? I'll tell you where God is. He's still loyal and faithful to his word. Listen, if the only time I pick up a Bible is to preach to you a sermon, I'm probably going to miss what God is saying to Marvin. No, I'm not probably going to. I am going to. Paul said, I preach to others and myself become a castaway. I tell others to have a relationship with God, but I don't pick up the word and have my own relationship with God. This word. And when we fall in love with this, it'll mean so much to us that I don't care how you read the word. If it's on your phone or your electronic, I know some people are like, well, bless God, you need a real Bible. Oh, I got my real Bible in my hand, but I do most of my reading. This is my old Bible I used to preach out of, and it's worn and tattered. But I do most of my reading on this or on this. And I like this because, you know, I can hit play, and it'll read to me. Come on, somebody. I'll hide the word in my heart. He didn't say how you hide it. I'm going to hide this word in my heart. I'm going to love this word. I'm going to be passionate about the word. Let me tell you, the people I see that grow in the kingdom of God are people who grow in his word. I'm pastoring. But I've seen people 20 years, 30 years, 40 years battling the same old thing they were battling when they got saved. And I'm telling you, here's the remedy. If you're still having the same battle, I'm going to say it. You're just not reading the Bible. I don't know any nice way to say that. If you're still walking through the same place that you were, what you did is you had the faith to receive Christ as your Savior. But listen, God, He's more than that. And it's through His Word, He transforms your thinking, transforms your mind, transforms your heart, transforms your marriage, transforms your relationships, transforms the way you walk, transforms the way you talk. It's through His Word. It's a book of love and transition in your life. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Word brings alignment in our life. The Word brings alignment. Jesus prayed for His disciples in John 17. And He didn't pray for them to escape the world, but rather He prayed for them to change the world. A lot of our prayers is, Lord, get me out of here. And God said, I put you there for a reason. John 17. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They're not of this world, just as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrated myself that they also may be sanctified in truth. If you want to know what truth is, here it is. The Word of God is a living word. It's a living word on the account of its inner power. There's vital power within the pages of this book. It brings forth life. It brings healing. The Word is a creative and brings forth things that are not as though they are. Somebody said, preacher, I heard you preach that message, speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. And I've been just screaming at this mountain and it ain't going nowhere. Well, maybe if you had some word to apply to that, the mountain would be removed. Oh, come on, somebody. Just the idea that I'm praying over this. I know people, I'm just going to cast out the devil. You better be careful if you don't have some word to back that up. The devil might knock you out. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who to say I'm healed are you? Something supernatural happens when I have taken this word and hid it in my heart. Listen, I'm not the best at quoting scripture and telling you the address. But let me get in a situation. Let me get in a good, fiery, hot prayer meeting. And I begin to just quote the word, quote the word. It just starts pouring out of me. I'm quoting. I'm speaking the word. Why? Because I put the word inside of me every day of my life. And so when it gets time for a hot battle, the word starts coming out and the enemy runs. You better not go fighting the devil with a water pistol. You better be armed and dangerous. His word is powerful. It's powerful. His word is creative. It brings forth things. We can speak the creative word of God. If He created the beginning, He'll still create today through His word. What aligns with His word, He still will create. It is correction. It is correction. The scripture says, those who God loves, He chastises. How does he correct us? He corrects us through His word. He don't put us in time out. Okay, you go to time out. And I'm going to ignore you for a while. Christmas, we were over at Rachel's house having Christmas, and I done told my kids about 20 times to stop running in the house. And they just kept on running. So I set them on the couch. I said, sit down and don't get up. Well, about 40 minutes later, Zachary come over and said, Uncle Marvin, can the girls get up now? I done forgot about them. That's not the kind of God we have. He's not like that. He's not setting you in time out and forgetting about you. His correction brings us into alignments, which brings peace in our life, which brings joy in our life, which brings provision in our life. For the hopeless, His word brings hope. For the broken, His word brings healing. And when we understand how powerful this word is, we'll fall in love with it. It won't be a task or a chore. It'll be an opportunity. His word is correction. His word is instruction. His word is inspiration. Hebrews 4. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and the discerning the thoughts and the intent of the heart. It sorts those things out in our life. You got a question? He's got the answer. How am I gonna make it through this situation? It's in the Word. Now it might not tell you exactly like you're gonna go from this job to that job, from this house to that house to do this, but His Word will bring life to you and discernment in your life that you'll know what you're supposed to do. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for the training in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely, everybody say completely, equipped for every good work. Everybody say completely.
Completely.
Somebody shout completely.
Completely.
Equipped for every good work. You want to be equipped? You're going to need more than Sunday morning message. You're going to be equipped for the next. I'm going to say this morning. Sometimes we get a word of prophecy, and then we just kind of get bummed out with God. When I say a word of prophecy or a spoken word from the pulpit, and I don't mean just like, thus saith the Lord to you, but we hear a word, a prophetic word of what God is doing. And sometimes we just get bummed out, like, oh, I've heard that before. It's kind of like the Scripture's talking about where it says, you know, the Lord's coming back, and they're going to be saying, like, yeah, we've heard that before. But He's coming. He is coming. His word is true. But between now and His coming, He's preparing my heart for what He has for me. And if I stay in this word, then I know, I might not know when He's coming, but I know what He has for me between now and then. And when the prophetic word is released on our lives, we say, well, it didn't come to pass. But did you marinate it in this word? Did you soak it in the presence of God? Did you have time to spend to bring that word into alignment with the word and with your life? The word. He's equipping us. Well, I want God to use me. I want God to equip me. I want to be using the kingdom. Well, get in His word. The Scripture tells us this, He'll open doors that no man can shut. But I'm going to tell you something. You know how you're going to get those doors open? Through His word. Anybody with me today?
Yes.
To inspire. If you're writing down, this is my 3 points, then I'm going to be done. Inspiration. The breath of God. When you open the word and begin to read, God will begin to speak. And the more you stay in this book, the more he will breathe on your life. The more you love his word, the more you'll hear clearly from God. God is speaking to me. I can feel it. I can sense it. I'm sitting in the room with God in the presence of Almighty. I'm in awe of him. I've lost contact with the world around me. When's the last time you just sit with your Bible and you just all your worries and all your woes and all the problems of the world went away because you got saturated in his word? Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how. You need to quit all that worry. Get in his word. I don't know how I'm going to make it. His word declares it over your life. His word declares how to steward what God gives you. His word tells you how to fix that problem in your marriage. His word tells you how to raise your kids. Somebody called me and Angela a few years back and said, "Do y'all do marriage retreats?" I said, "Yeah, but we don't know anything about it." And you look to man to get a word how to fix your marriage. Why don't you look to God? Come on, y'all wake up in here this morning. Let this stir your heart today. I want when you leave out here, I want you to fall in love with the word of God. I want you to just like, oh, now, I don't want you to feel beat up today. I want you to feel like, what? I'm inspired. I want to leave here like I want to get the Bible. I'm just going to read it every day. And I'm excited about the kingdom of God. I've been wondering about this. I've been trying to think about now. I'm going to fall in love with this. Transformation. The word changes my stinking thinking. From the world's perspective to a heavenly perspective. I got a heavenly view of things now. Having my mind like the mind of Christ. Bringing instruction how to live in a place of blessing and breakthrough. The old ways are broken off of me. He leads me into new ways. All the death and destruction broken off of me. I'm living in a place of joy and peace and Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to understand this. God's word doesn't just point out our faults to condemn us. When it reveals our faults and there's conviction in our life, you know what it does? It leads us to repentance, which leads us to new life in Christ. Again, he's not just pointing out to... Let me take this word. This is how bad you are. See how bad you are? God's not trying to point out our faults. He's trying to say, hey, I got good for you. I got greatness for you. Let me show you how great you are. Let me show you what I created you for. Let me show you what you were purposed for from the beginning before the worlds were framed. I got it right here inside. I want you to fall in love with this. And last, preparation, which I've already talked about, being equipped. And God uses us to prepare to equip his people for every good work. There is purpose beyond the little small understanding of what we believe about ourselves. Listen, our biggest enemy is not the devil. Our biggest enemy is what we believe about ourselves. This word changes that. It's personal transformation. God intended to use you to do wonderful things. And his word is the method by which he will prepare you for the great work. Worship team, you can come. We become equipped for God's service when we study his word. My daddy always said, son, God never anoints an empty head. When I first started out in ministry, he said, son, God never anoints an empty head. If you ain't studied, don't ask for God's anointing. Nothing in, nothing out. How am I going to preach about the presence of God if I hadn't spent time in His presence? How are you going to tell someone about the goodness of God and the presence of God if you hadn't spent time in His presence? You see, because without revelation through relationship, it's just words. But have you ever been around somebody that stays in the Word? Someone who lives in the Word, someone who worships through the Word. And they're so magnetic. You just want to be around them. It transfers to you without them even saying anything. Have you ever been around somebody that's full of hype and they're always talking about God and they're always talking about church, but you could tell they're about as shallow as a thimble? Well, they can rev you up for a moment, but it goes away quickly because there's no depth in the Word. We can't break down the strongholds. We can't tear down the enemy's camp. We can't live victoriously. We can't walk in joy and the fullness of God without an understanding of who He is. But there's something powerful when we spend time in His presence. And listen, I want to spend more time in His presence. I want to spend more time in His Word. I want the Word to become so just, it's just like, I can't get enough of this. And I want to be real with you today. The enemy tries to come and steal our time. He steals our time. If you don't carve out some time for the Lord, if you don't make some time in your life for this Word, you won't have time for it. Or then when you get into it's the beginning of a new year, we're going to read through the Word of God. You'll read about a month, and you'll get to the He begat you, and you begat them, and they begat each other, and you'll be bored, and it'll be all over with. You won't get past the begats. But when you love it, when you say, oh man, listen, this year I don't want us to have a reading program. I want us to have a reading relationship. A passion for His Word. I don't care where you read. You can start in Revelations if you want to, and you can read backwards. I don't care if you read from the back to the front. But all I'm telling you is find some place that God's leading you to and get to reading His Word. Well, Pastor, what translation will you use? The one you can read. That's the one you ought to use. That's the one you ought to read. The one you can read. I used to be a King James only guy. I can't even read King James anymore. I'm like, what do they talk about? Thy shalt thee, thy, though, them, thou. But if that's what appeals to you, my God, read it. Somebody said, well, don't read the message. It's watered down. I'd rather you read the message than not read anything. We strain out the gnat, swallow the camel, and don't read anything. Get it, passion in your heart. Well, I'm not a good reader. Well, hey, this is your day. You can listen. Just get you a phone. You're living in the right generation. You're living in the right time. But I might add to that, quit making excuses. Pastor, it's real hard for me to read. Listen, I don't want to hear that. I'm dyslexic, and I read. You're not going to come to me and tell me it's hard to read, because if you do, I'm going to knock you in the head. Sometimes I have to read the same little scripture four times to get it just to get it all in this like it's supposed to read. But I don't stop reading. Stop making excuses. But I don't have time. You got time to do other things. You got time to watch TV. You got time to watch Facebook. You got time for Snapchat, Instagram, and all that other stuff. You got time. You got time. While you're sitting in your chair in the evening time, you got time. in the morning on the way to work. Don't tell me you ain't got time. You drive an hour to a plant to work. Play. Your word I've hid in my heart. You probably need it. So when you get to the plant and all hell's breaking loose, you can like, I got the word in me. This ain't going to touch me today. I don't care. Just get the word in you. It'll transform your life. Fall in love with it. Fall in love with it. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. This is my closing. I have longed for you with passion of my heart. Don't let me stray from your direction. I consider your prophecy to be the great treasure. I memorize them and I write them on my heart to keep me from committing sins and treason, whatever that word is, against you. My wonderful God. Everybody say, my wonderful God. You are to be praised above all. Teach me the powerful of your decrees. Speak continually of your laws as I react out loud your counsel to me. I find more joy following what you tell me to do than chasing after the wealth of this world. I set my heart on your precepts and I pay close attention to all your ways. My delight is found in your laws, and I won't forget to walk in your word. That's a love story right there. That's, hey, listen, you know what? Let me give you a little homework. Go home and read the whole entire chapter of Psalms 119. If you have the Passion Translation, it's even better. Just read it. It's about the love of God. It's about the truth. If you read that, listen, I said to myself, I'm going to memorize this right here. It's long too. It's real long. I'm going to memorize this because, you know what, if I memorize this, it's going to make me fall in love with the Word of God more than ever before. And here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want to challenge you this year is that you will take one passage of Scripture. I'm going to give you a time frame. I'm working on this right now. To take one passage of Scripture that just really speaks to your heart. And I want you to memorize that passage. If it takes you a week to memorize, if it takes you a month, and when you get that memorized and you can say it, then I want you to learn another passage of Scripture. It would transform your life. All of a sudden, you get in a conversation, you'll find yourself speaking out of that. You may not say, this is the word of the Lord, but out of that passage, out of that place, I'll hide the word of the Lord in my heart. I hide the word of the Lord in my heart. Lord, you hide me in the secret place, in the shelter of your tabernacle. There will you hide me. The word of the Lord says he sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You know what I believe that table is? His word, his promises, his goodness, his mercy. We're feasting at the table of God. Your weeks won't seem so long before you get back to church. Your months won't be so long. Your days will be filled with joy. Why? His word. His word is powerful. I just want to set something up for this year. If we could get this word, if we get a relationship with God through his word, it will just change our life. It would change our life. Well, Pastor, I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand. Pastor, I struggle reading the word, or Pastor, I read the word every day, or Pastor, I got this down. I do it all the time. Listen, you can't get enough. So we're not here today to judge or to measure, to see who's reading the most, who's not reading the most. It's not a race. It's not who can read the best. It's not who can learn the most. It's not any of those things. It's a relationship. So I want God to speak to me. He does every time you open that word. I found it to be true. I found it to be true. And there's so much joy comes out of his word. Are y'all with me this morning? Let's change the world. How are we going to change the world? Through his word. Look, now I want to tell you something. I think this year is going to be a year like we've never experienced before. But, as I preached last week, if you want God to raise the dead, you need to roll away the stone. I believe the word is the key to unlocking the door for everything that God wants to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Stand with me this morning.